President Biden arrives back at the White House. On the schedule, yet another phone call with the Speaker of the House, in which is confirmed that the budget agreement is now ready to move to the full Congress.
The Speaker and I made clear from the start that the only way forward was a bipartisan agreement. That agreement now goes to the United States House and to the Senate. I strongly urge both chambers to pass that agreement. Let's keep moving forward on meeting our obligations and building the strongest economy in the history of the world.
Optimism, too, from Kevin McCarthy, who dismissed reports of discontent among Republican House members, saying a conference call on Saturday indicated the majority were in favor of the agreement.
Well, that's okay, because more than 95% of all those in the conference were very excited. But think about this. We finally were able to cut spending. We're the first Congress to vote for cutting spending year over year.
But there are conservative Republicans who argue the budget cuts are too modest, and equally there are progressive Democrats who insist they are too stringent. There are some in these opposing flanks that may well vote against the bill. The question is whether there's enough moderate support on both sides of the aisle to push the legislation through in both the House and the Senate. The grave consequences of a default could be an energizing factor for bipartisan action.
There's a ton of partisanship, and it makes it very difficult and very acerbic in Washington. But I think this is, when all said and done, when you close the doors and get the principals in the room, there is still some capacity for the parties to reach decisions. Granted, again, with that sword of Damocles hanging over their head, because it really, both sides agreed, it wasn't acceptable for the government to have a default.
The legislators will have 72 hours to read the bill, and the aim is to hold a vote in the House on Wednesday. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.
Now, the two journalists who first reported